This morning we are considering Jesus Christ. I'd like to bring to your remembrance of what he said on this day of remembering. He said in Luke 22:7, "Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. He sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat.' And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, 'With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among yourself. For I say unto you,' and he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.' Likewise also the cup after, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and in truth. I speak unto wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, said this, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And then after the same manner he took the cup which he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, you do show the Lord's death till he come.'" We are considering Christ Jesus at this table. This is his table. We are proclaiming the Lord's death and his resurrection until he comes. We are reminded at this table that blessed hope. We are looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are considering when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. I must also give warning here at this table, as the Apostle Paul gave the Corinthians warning. He said, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For he that drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. We are being reminded when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them that believe. Remember what Jesus said, "But as the days of Noah were, so the coming of the man, Son of Man shall be. And when these things begin to pass, come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing nigh." Jesus shall come in all his glory. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. As we are making preparations to receive him, we are being made pure and holy as we partake of the body and of the blood. Jesus said in John 6, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him." Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we will see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself as he is pure. Paul said, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." This is how we purify ourselves, by examining ourselves. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." At this table of the Lord, we receive comfort and encouragement from the Lord himself in view of the coming of Christ and of the resurrection of the dead. Paul said in Hebrews chapter 9, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." And we also read in 2 Timothy, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Amen. And Jesus said, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according to his works." Brethren, look up, for the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. Let us remember him as we partake together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time, this opportunity to be present at your table, to remember, Lord, the body and your blood, and to partake together, Lord, in remembrance of your great sacrifice and the coming resurrection of all those who are loving you and serving you. We love you, Lord, and we want to demonstrate your kindness and your greatness. and be prepared for your soon return.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.